WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week, A Very Brady Christmas is being shown again on TV. Last year, when the special premiered, it drew the second highest ratings for the year, right behind the Karen Carpenter story. TV critic David Bianculli says bah humbug to all those Christmas repeats.
It's bad enough that all the old Christmas specials are repeated on TV each year. Most people have VCRs now, and it's tough to get worked up about the 22nd showing of A Charlie Brown Christmas if you taped it 5 years ago. Besides, of all those old Christmas shows and specials, only about six of them are any good. But what's worse is that the networks keep making new ones, and not just specials, but special episodes of weekly series. Mr. Belvedere, Amen, and the famous Teddy Z did Christmas episodes last week, and A Different World, Tour of Duty, and even L.A. Law are doing them this week. Now, I'm as much into the holiday spirit as the next guy, especially if the next guy is Ebenezer Scrooge, but enough is enough. There are so many Christmas specials now that TV starts showing them before Thanksgiving just to cram them all in. And they're going to keep making them as long as people keep watching them. But there's a trend this year that makes watching some of these new specials more fun than frightening. Fox and cable are sprinkling some of their holiday specials with healthy doses of irreverence, probably because their writers are as tired of the traditional specials as I am. Take the animated special starring The Simpsons, which premiered Sunday and is being repeated this Saturday. In it, parents Marge and Homer watch as their son Bart takes part in the school Christmas pageant, singing an impromptu solo.
Oh! Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile broke its wheel, the Joker got away.
This past Sunday, on another Fox show, Married with Children, Peg tried to surprise her husband Al by coming to bed wearing a sexy red negligee and a giant green bow.
Come unwrap your Christmas present.
Where is it?
It's me, you Phoebe.
Oh, Peg, how do you expect me to get excited when you just rewrapped the same old junk I didn't play with you before?
That show evolved into a takeoff on It's a Wonderful Life, but with a deliciously wicked twist. In this version, the guardian angel who shows Al what life would be like without him is played by Sam Kinison. And in every respect, Al's family is better off without him. Here's the very start of Al's angelic tour.
Peg, it's me and my angel.
She doesn't know you're there, buddy. Just like when you're having sex.
Another Christmas show with a twist premieres on Christmas Eve, when Arts and Entertainment presents Blackadder's Christmas Carol. It's the same old story, except told in reverse. In this version, Blackadder starts out as the nicest man in London, but after being shown visions of how his nasty ancestors profited from their greed and evil, he becomes so mean-spirited that he's rude to Christmas carolers. In this particular case, though, they deserve it.
Commence of the season, sir. We have come to sing merrily and to make you a gift of a small pudding. Three, four, God bless Mr. Me at Christmas time and baby Jesus too. If we were little pigs, we'd sing piggy, wiggy, 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 boo.
Utter crap.
These kinds of shows make holiday TV more bearable. And remember, there are less than 7 viewing days left until Christmas.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.